A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus went through the cornfields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priest. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priest in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." In William Shakespeare's play, Timon of Athens, there is a tragic scene in which the Senate refuses to set a prisoner free. And they give the argument that nothing emboldens sin so much as mercy. Faithful followers of Jesus find just the opposite to be true. That is, nothing fosters love so much as mercy. Mercy and forgiveness, and not condemning others, even sinners, well, these are landmark virtues of a true Christian. We see an example of this in today's gospel from Matthew chapter 12, where the Pharisees accuse Jesus and his disciples of breaking the Sabbath law simply because they began to harvest grain when they were hungry. Jesus not only clarifies that God is above and beyond the law, the Mosaic law, the Sabbath law, but tells the Pharisees that if they really knew what mercy meant, they would not have condemned his innocent disciples who were hungry. Do they know mercy? Jesus quotes Hosea the prophet saying, "God desires mercy, not sacrifice." And of course, the Pharisees were tied up with sacrifices and laws of the temple. Time and again, Jesus teaches that mercy is above the law, above the sacrifices, above the temple, greater than liturgy. It is so important to forgive that mercy is even more important than mass. He says, if someone has not forgiven you, leave the altar and go show them mercy and tell them they are forgiven and then come back to the altar. That's from Matthew 5:23-24. Notice, Jesus does not say, go forgive someone you are angry with. But rather, if you remember that someone is angry with you or has something against you, go and reconcile them. Forgive them for their anger. Show mercy to the one who is angry with you. Then come back to the altar. So it's a proactive mercy to enemies even. Not a reactive forgiveness or reconciliation because of our own sins only. Show mercy even to the sinners. So time and again, this is the example and teaching of Jesus, who has come as a doctor for the sick, he says, and not for those who are healthy. Forgiving always, 7 times 7, always showing mercy. It's a theme throughout Jesus' teaching. Today we face the danger that political leaders still act like the senators of Athens, in Shakespeare's play, who are heartless and unforgiving, repeating the tragic Shakespearean line that nothing emboldens sin more than mercy. People just get away with it, and we should not show mercy today. Is that their teaching? We even face the danger among Christians who prefer rituals and demand laws over and above compassion, forgetting that God desires mercy, not sacrifice. In the long run, you and I know and continue to live by compassion, knowing that nothing fosters love more than mercy.